We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm going to get our guest's name right. At the very least, it's the least I can do here after butchering somebody that I literally spent 4 years of my life with in high school getting that name wrong. Let's go ahead and go out to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He is Scott Braun of Foul Territory TV. Scott, welcome to the show, bud.
Nick and Dustin, what's up? I mean, can you really mess up my name? It's two syllables, pretty basic, so you nailed it.
Yeah, here's the thing, Scott. I amaze myself often at the things I actually can mess up. Like, you'd be pretty amazed at how the wires get crossed at some point. So I guess I want to, because, of course, it's the place we got to start with everybody. We're only one game into the new rules in baseball. How are we feeling about day one of the pitch clock in regular season action?
We're feeling fantastic because if the first priority is for fans to be entertained and to have more action in a shorter period of time, that's a win. And if you look at yesterday, I mean, the average game for opening day last year, I'm going to mess up the numbers because I don't have all the paperwork in front of me right now, was well over 3 hours. I was like 3 hours, like 4 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever it was. Like, we had one game that went over the time of the average game last year. And it's not just about the time. It's like, if you sit and watch these games, I think I'll give you guys an example that you'll appreciate. Because for years, I was the voice for the YouTube game of the week, and sometimes they didn't give us the best games. That some maybe two bad teams in the Central or something like that. And it would be like 10 pitching changes, errors, and you're like, I mean, hey, I love the game. I watch every freaking night. But I'm like, this is a bad game. Two teams, not in the mix. It's 4+ hours. Like, that is bad for this sport. That's not a good product. That's like the kind of experience that someone might sit in if they actually watch that full experience. Like, that was really slow and just sloppy. And I don't know if I'm going to watch as many games. Like, now those kind of games are still going to exist, but they're going to be like 2 hours and 45 minutes instead of 4 hours. That makes a difference. You know, like, the crappy games even seemed much better to me, the ones that I watched yesterday. So keep that in mind. On the other end, the amazing games, like back and forth or big comeback, like the Rangers and Phillies yesterday, 9-run fourth inning for Texas, and it ends up 11-7. And even that game, like, it wasn't that long. You got all the action that you usually get. You just got rid of all of the dead time. Not all of it, but a lot of the dead time. So, yes, is it perfect yet? No, we just started with real games. We're one day in. A lot of the players that we've either spoken to on Foul Territory or hearing post-game interviews are saying, like, especially pitchers, I got to get used to this. Like, it's fast. You know, I got to take a breath, stamina-wise, but also, like, everything looked fine. Like, Marcus Stroman had the first official pitch clock violation, right? And he said, like, it was definitely a huge adjustment, and he's got to get his breathing down and the pace. But he also pitched 6 shutout innings. Like, he was good and struck out 8. So, for me, huge win. Getting rid of the shift restrictions, in my mind, huge win. The hits that look like hits should be hits. It's also more aesthetically pleasing to look at the game that way. It also promotes athleticism for, especially, say, middle infielders, which that was getting taken away a bit with the shift. Colton Wong was on our show today and said, I felt bad. I'd always be in shallow right field just robbing Freddie Freeman of these absolute lasers, being like, I don't know if I belong in this spot. Like, this feels like a hit to me. This feels like he just beat the pitcher, but now he didn't. So almost every rule's a win. And then lastly, guys, stolen bases. I mean, I think it was like 21 for 23 yesterday. So there were way more steals. They were more efficient. That's good for the sport. That's fun. Who doesn't like a stolen base? So almost everything looks like a win, and I'm not being like a league homer or something. Most of the players have been pretty happy with what's going on. Tweaks, yes. Like, there's some weird moments where I think, like, in the Mets game, and I know I'm rambling here, but there's a lot to cover. But Buck Showalter was pissed because Pete Alonso was getting back to first base, I think, on, like, a foul ball, and Jeff McNeil got burned for a strike on it because they said he took too long. So there's a few intricacies that we maybe need to figure out or give a drop of leeway to. But on the whole, as long as we tweak things as we go a little bit or just have clarifications on rules, humongous win entertainment-wise. Your thoughts?
Oh, love it. And for our local RSN provider, they put the pitch clock right in the middle of the diamond that tells you whether they're base runners
on the score bug, yeah.
And we love – yeah.
Yep.
Not just that. When the old heads have been like, well, you might have to add 5 seconds to it, I have actively shouted them down on air and on social media.
It's plenty time.
Yeah.
No, it's good. They've
plenty
got
time.
It right.
They might
have to make a few tweaks, but they've got it right. So huge win. The games are going – you're still getting the same game. Actually, it's really just the game that many of us fell in love with if you are, like, say, in your 20s, 30s, 40s, or beyond, where like, you used to watch a game and more things happened. The actual sport itself not changing. So not drastically. So, I'm in love. I knew I would be, though. I've been a pitch clock supporter for years, and before that, my biggest stand was for getting rid of unlimited timeouts in the sport. I was like, it's cool when you create that and you create a sport in the 1800s, but when things get taken advantage of, then we need to slightly adjust so that the product that we love still is serving the audience the way it should be.
Scott, in terms of, you know, both of this and the, you know, kind of hoping more true outcomes happen with kind of limiting the shift, this is all about broadening the appeal of baseball and bringing more casual fans in, building more diehard fans. Do you think there are more ways that over the next decade baseball can broaden its appeal and broaden its popularity?
Yeah, watching our show. So guys, just for you, I can give you more context. I'm a completely open book here. I mean, I left most of my work at MLB. That was me saying, hey, I want to go work on something new here. And what I'm doing is, I'm not going to be a walking commercial for you, but I have a show. It's part of a brand called Foul Territory. I'm on with a number of pretty prominent players and many more to be announced that are hosts. It's not like PR talk or play. Like, we're on doing a show, bringing on other players, and bringing out the true best in these guys in terms of having, like, your open clubhouse dialogue. This is not sometimes what you see on TV, frankly. Like, you have 5 minutes with the guy. They ask the same three questions. How's your swing? Or what were you thinking during that at bat? Whatever. Like, yeah, you cover some of the stuff from yesterday. But also, as you know, sometimes, like, I mean, players get different answers out of other players. So, but the point that I'm saying is baseball has fascinating personalities and storylines. It's a daily soap opera, drama, whatever you want to call it. And I think we just need to lean into that a little bit more. So I think that's completely possible. And the two ways that it can be accomplished from a league perspective is making sure the game is as entertaining as possible. And that's what's being done right now. And then on the other end, this is where the sports had problems always, is promote the talent, the actual players. Like, you have guys that are super talented on the field and also have pretty interesting things often to say off the field. Just not sure if they always have a platform for that. So that's what we have here. We're doing shows. We'll react to games and everything, but then we also bring on players. And they're saying stuff. I'm also censoring myself because now we're allowed to curse on our show, and I know I probably can't do that here. So I wanted to say something else. But that's part of it. I'm not just going to say, hey, just watch our show, and that's or guys, come on our show, and that's going to change things. But the point is that you need to elevate the talent. Talent needs to be like your partners. That's something I think the NBA does really well and has done for years. So baseball's next because I think they're going to have a renaissance period as far as the game is concerned, and then people want to follow people, and that's what the game has. So does that make sense?
It makes a ton of sense,
I mean,
and we're looking forward to watching your show. I do want to ask you this, Scott. Why no day baseball games today?
If I was commissioner, I would make day baseball games today. It's like you just got...
You just had the whole day yesterday.
You just got regular season games created. You know, here, I'll add to that. For the ballparks that have a retractable roof or a dome, why don't we have games on Friday after a Thursday game?
That's my beef, right?
So you know why, for some teams, they try and make it off an off day for Friday just because opening day is a big deal and people pay a lot for tickets and all that. And if you get, I'm in New York City right now. There's plenty of times you'd have a threat of rain. I think there's threat of rain tomorrow for the Yankee game. Like, you don't want to piss off your fans that way. But, like, in many of the ballparks, like, you should be, like, it should be a staple that, like, if we're in Milwaukee, if we're in Tampa Bay, like, go on and on. If we're in Houston, like, they need to be, and I know Houston is, like, they need to be playing on Friday. Like, you just brought baseball back. Yes. Baseball's not going to have day games all the time. And I think there's most days in the week where you have opportunities aside from what, like Tuesdays, not as much on Fridays where there's day games. And there's reasons for that too. But I completely agree. Like, first Friday after the season, like, and you know Saturday and Sunday you're going to get all the time covers. Like, give me more baseball. People are dying for it. We haven't had it for a while. So I don't have the answer for you. I'm just saying I agree and I'm just piling on.
Scott Braun, Foul Territory TV on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So I guess this brings us to the Gardos. Actually, let's look at the AL Central. Is there a team you like best this year coming out of the Central? You're on air in Cleveland, by the way.
I know where I am, and I picked Cleveland. So, and all my picks are posted. So I did my division picks, and I didn't pick them to win the World Series. Sorry, Cleveland fans, but I did pick your squad to win the division. And I will say it was not an easy decision for me because I am pretty bullish on the Twins. And I couldn't figure out how to pick a second team in the AL Central to make the postseason. That's what I struggled with as well, just because I think Houston's still really good. I really like Seattle. And then, of course, the AL East is going to AL East and be good from almost top to bottom, which is not what the AL Central has. And you can't take advantage of your division as much, which I'm sure you guys have covered. You're playing, instead of playing your division, what is it, 18, 19 times, it's like 13 times. Like, that hurts. That hurts teams in the – like, that hurts the Guardians. They don't get to beat up on the Tigers as much or the Royals as much. So, overall, still love Cleveland. Sucks with the McKenzie injury, but he'll be back. They're going to have, in my mind, more of a fight than they did last year. The White Sox are not bad either. They might be a little bit better than last year. They definitely have flaws, but they're not going to be bad. And I think the Twins are going to be much better than they were last year. They revamped that pitching staff. They did deal, and I know I don't use the injury excuse often, but if they have a few more health issues go their way where they're not losing so many guys, like, they're going to be a decent ball club. So, I mean, they did a lot to their rotation. The reason I still pick Cleveland, though, is they're young. They have players that should all be improving. Young also usually means healthier. And they have a top five farm system in the game, which, you know, I'm sure you've covered some of the pitchers that will be coming up throughout the season for Cleveland. So I've still got them there, but I think it's going to be tight between them and Minnesota.
So we've all kind of talked about how do you change the expectations after a surprising, 2022 there. I know you said you don't have them winning the World Series. What has to happen for them to make a legitimate run to the World Series and maybe get their first World Series win since 1948?
How much money you got?
I got $5, I think.
Yeah, well.
How much time? You know, about 2 minutes?
Manny Machado, Shohei Ohtani, et cetera, cost a lot more than that. I mean, the one thing is, like, Josh Bell, okay, that's nice, that's fine. And he's a guy who's actually shown flashes of being an all-star, if not even a superstar. There was, a few years ago, first half, he was like the best player in the league. Not bad, but he needs to do a lot more. And I get that they're a small market team, so they're going to pick and choose their spots. But even at the trade deadline, like, make some big splashes. They didn't do that last year. The one thing I do hear, and I've gotten it even confirmed from beat writers, too, that are all around the team and talking to other front offices, Cleveland is difficult to deal with in trades. And that's a problem because they have so many great prospects, and if you're going to value them because you get a lot out of them, and they call it surplus value too, where you're getting a ton of value out of a player that doesn't cost much, that's great, but that hurts you in a trade because someone else is going to call and swoop in and get that big player midseason. So you have to be able to kind of play in the sandbox at the same time, especially if you're not a team that's going to spend big in the offseason on players. The way that you can capitalize is you open up the prospect covered a little bit, and you spend the prospect capital on acquiring some big players at the trade deadline. So the way that they shock the world, in my mind, and win a World Series, say, this year, is if we get to the deadline, they had like 2-3 bats and maybe another front-end starter. You know, like that's how you make moves. Because I think their bullpen's great, and that last year, that's a bullpen that can win a World Series. But clearly, especially on the lineup side, last year was not a lineup that's winning a World Series. This year, still in my mind, not yet. Not a lineup that's winning a World Series. So they're not swinging with the big boys, with the powerhouse clubs in the offseason. We know how that is, but there's still more moves that can be made. It's just rare, like they're almost becoming the Rays of the Midwest, but it's rare that you see those teams be able to put together a World Series winner. Like, the Rays got close, but they haven't won a World Series before. So I'm big on Cleveland. I love what they're doing as an organization. A lot of teams are now trying to copy a version of them and Tampa Bay. But that would be my answer for a quick fix. Is you got to spend more, or you got to be able to give up some prospects at the trade deadline, which I'm sure we'll be whining and complaining about if they don't do it again.
Scott, last thing, we got about 30 seconds here. Today, LeBron James on Twitter said he refuses to pay for Twitter Blue because he is super cheap. What's one thing in Scott Braun's life that he refuses to pay for because you're cheap?
Oh, wow. I mean, I have one story that was really recent, but I can't tell it. I wish I could, but it'll get out. It's so good. I haven't decided on Twitter Blue yet. I mean, I haven't paid, so I don't really know. I haven't even spent time to sit down and look at what it is. The only reason I would pay for it is apparently there's certain things that you can do. It's more of an access thing. Like, I think you can't post certain videos over 60 seconds. There's all kinds of rules on the back end that you get premium services. Not to be a commercial.
You're
for
dancing
them,
around the question, Scott.
It's something that I don't want to pay for. Because I'm a big principle guy where sometimes someone does something, like a friend wants you to pay for something that makes no sense, right? And you're like, I'm not paying for that just for the principle of it. Like, you know, staying at someone's place and they're like, oh, pay for the cleaning service, like for staying here or whatever. Something like that, I would say, would fall under the category. I can't come up with something clean enough right now to be able to tell you on the radio.
We've decided that paying for extra sauces at a restaurant is ridiculous.
Oh, that's a great one. I'm tailing that. I'm completely on board with that. I never pay for extra. I'm not a huge extra sauce guy anyway, but if I can't stand that. Like, it should be included. It's sauce. Get over yourself. That's too far for me. So I'm with you. With you on that. Also, I'll give you one more. Like, the airline sometimes, like the Spirit Airlines type, where it's like it looks cheaper, but then once you start, like, you got to check a bag and you got to, what's it called? You got to carry on luggage and that costs money. And, it costs money for a napkin and whatever. Like, and then you're like, oh, wait, this costs just as much as a regular airline. So I learned that trick long ago that makes no sense. So the budget airline situation sometimes, like, yes.
Scott, great stuff, buddy. We appreciate you. Hey, and congrats on the new gig. We are going to be watching you closely, buddy. Can't wait to see you soar. Be good, buddy.
Appreciate it, guys. Anytime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.